presentation. The next item on our agenda is number 8, request for proposals, request for qualifications for consultants to conduct superintendent search. And just another quick aside, the item on the agenda here is for discussion purposes and perhaps a vote for next week. So again, and this was
discussion. Yeah, we have it scheduled next week. But this is Mary Tippo, who is our
Hello.
Director of Administrative Services, also our RFP writer. And so I asked Mary to be here because she's the one who actually put this together and the one that can answer questions and whatever. So this is just a chance. You've had a chance now for a couple of 3 weeks to look at the RFP. Two kind of decisions I think you need to make. One is, do you want to do a full-blown RFP, which there is a sample of here, or a very simple thing that lets them submit anything they want to? And then are there changes in either of those that you want to make or things that aren't there or whatever? And this is a chance to, first of all, for Mary to hear directly from you and then for you to ask her any questions that you want to answer.
All right. We'll just start the discussion. Ms. Cubs, I see you have writing, so maybe we could start with you. Or if anyone else wants to jump in. Ms. Severa, followed by Ms. Cubs.
I always tend to take too long.
Thank you for putting this together. This was very helpful. I think I like option 1.5. just to muddy the
That's
waters
a
little bit. I liked option one from the point of view that I think it would be very easy to, when you're looking at proposal selection and award process, there's defined criteria by which we will be selecting the group to work with. And I'm assuming that in 3.4 under the evaluation criteria that will we be...
You would fill those in. Those are just...
So we would, as a board, defining the specific criteria by which we would evaluate the process or evaluate the group. And to me, I think that's really very important. But I do like aspects of number two because I think it's also important to invite some creativity or, you know, openness into the process as well. I'm sure there are things that as a group, as with all of the... that we will not think of. My concern with leaving it completely open-ended is that it'll be very difficult to really evaluate the group, come to a true consensus. I think when we're looking at communicating with the public, the more tangible things that we can have as far as criteria, I just think it benefits us. And so my recommendation, what I would like to see is keeping the criteria as is, but also adding another section that may allow the group to add things that we do not ask for.
So maybe perhaps inquiring a little more about their approach, how would they, is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Cubs, if you want to, or if you'd like to defer to Ms. Mathiak.
Well, I'm going to agree with much of what Arlene said, so okay. I'll do that and keep on a good note. I had looked at the two, and after looking at both, I guess I would prefer to go with option one, but with some differences. One of the things, though, it's kind of funny, because one of the things I was worried about was the evaluation criteria, having us kind of be bound to specific criteria and specific weighting on criteria, because it might be that after we see some proposals, we see something in them that we really like one approach, and meanwhile we didn't really consider that in the criteria. So I was a little bit worried about the evaluation criteria in there. But they did have the other one, the request for qualifications, did have a couple of things in there that I like. And maybe I can just give you some of that later on. But I agree with getting more on what their firm's approach to the search would be. I think in 5.1, understanding the organization, we also need to have item in there on understanding the community. And we need to have in that 5.1 or a new section community meetings, community input sessions early on, really before the position is defined. And then once they do define the position, I think that should be when they come up with their qualification profile. I presume it's something that the board sees and approves, but
correct.
I want to make that sure. In 5.3, when they talk about managing the search, I would like to get some kind of description of their referral network. I tend to think that referral network is going to be probably the most important thing that they can bring to the process. I don't want to rely just upon posting it in journals and newspapers and online. So what their referral network is and how they would bring us other candidates. And then I think towards the end, they have advised during interviews, I think we also need another step in there with the community interviews. We just need to make it clear that we would expect them to kind of organize something, whether it's community interviews or community meetings, something, but bring that back in. That's it.
Ms. Mathak. Okay.
Everything Laurie and Arlene said.
Well, that's easy.
Ms. Carson.
Actually, I leaned a little bit more towards option two, which is totally against character for me. But partly because the feeling that I want to hear from the organizations as to how they would structure what they feel comfortable with, because there are, I think that part of this is a little bit like a dating service in that we're trying to find an organization that meshes with the way in which we function as well as all of these other kind of externals. I have no problem with the more specific kinds of laying things out, but I do think we want to get a chance to hear from the organizations in terms of how they function and without any preconceived, without their trying to fit into what they think is our mold, I guess, is part of it. Now, in terms of the issue that Laurie raised about criteria, I think that if we keep our criteria a little bit more general, that will allow us to be flexible in terms of the kinds of things they respond. Things like professional approach to, you know, issues. I don't have a whole lot of ideas here, but just generally that what we're looking for, a group of people or that we are going to spend a lot of time working with. And I think that working style and creativity and everything else is going to be very critical to our feeling comfortable in that relationship.
What I'm almost hearing here is oftentimes when we put an RFP out, we tell them what we're looking for and the criteria.
Ms. Tebo, could you move closer to the microphone or move the microphone closer to you?
Oftentimes we tell vendors that they can submit 2 to 3 proposals. So perhaps on the front side of it, we might want to structure it and say, here's option one and here's option two. Option one, we have the specific criteria. This is what we think we want. This is how we would measure it, and what would it cost? And option two would be if you had control of the situation or in their professional experience, how would you advise that we approach this? And how would you break that down? What would your deliverables be? And what would the pricing be?
Superintendent.
I'm not trying to intervene in this in any way. Just as I've listened to you talk, one suggestion would be to take because the real issue is around this section, starting with deliverables. If you took the language out of number two, where you talk about firms' approach to the search, and you ask their approach to the search, and that approach should include but not be limited to not the paragraphs about conducting an on-site, but understanding the community, how you will understand the community, how you will understand the organization, how you will define the position, how you will manage the search, how you advise. So you just have those headings as that they must address those things, but they're not limited to addressing those things, and not give them examples. But that way you've got some structure of questions you want them to answer, and it gives them an opportunity to do it in their own way, but also to add things that you haven't thought of.
Ms. Mathiak, followed by Ms. Severa.
I like that very much, Mr. Rainwater. You know, one of the things, and I confess that it may be in here and I just didn't catch it, but one of the things I like in the very cover memo that you wrote, Ms. Tepo, is the part about deliverables, including information from prior searches and strategies. Because one of my major concerns is that whoever we select has practical, hands-on experience with good outcomes for districts that are similar to ours. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you get at that without talking about prior searches and outcomes. Again, thank you. This is very, very helpful material.
Ms. Severa.
I like the approach of the superintendent. I think that would address everyone's issue, and then we could tie it in with the specific criteria that we come up with, and then maybe have a subjective criteria bucket that, you know, anything else that was other, anything else added that we could evaluate. That would have a
weight. A varying weight depending on how strongly we feel about it.
Ms. Robarts and I were wondering when you were talking about the dating service if we were going to advertise on MySpace, if that's what you were
talking. Why not? Whatever. Or Match.com. Yeah. I don't know.
Sounds good. Quick question for Ms. Robarts and Ms. Carstensen. Obviously, since you both were here for the last superintendent search, does this get us on the right path from what you're hearing from the discussion and from the RFP process?
Of course, the last time we didn't do any real search.
Okay, maybe the time before that. Yeah. Maybe that's what I was saying. I'm sorry. Okay, you're right. Okay, my fault.
It seems better than some paths I've been down. Yeah, prior searches.
Yeah, I think this is fairly similar to what we did in 92. I think that issue that Lucy said about looking at past history of you know, what they have done in terms of districts that are similar to us, somebody's going to have to do that, and it probably will be us, some follow-up on references to get some sense from other school board members of their feeling about working with those with the various organizations that we're considering. So, I feel fairly comfortable. I think that Art's suggestion probably captures the concerns that I had.
Superintendent, just wondering, once we leave here this evening, Ms. Tebow's time, she'll put together what we discussed tonight.
That's correct, and we'll get it to you as quick as we can.
Okay, so you do envision bringing it back?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in terms of this week,
yes.
Giving it to the board and then kind of trying to bounce it back and
Ms. Tebow is very fast.
Okay, all right.
I will try to have it done Thursday, board packet.
We can get a board packet Thursday, okay?
And then
when you get it, if there's something, I mean, call us if there's something in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then for next week, obviously, we will make a vote on this document. And if the board feels comfortable, we'll move forward. If we, if the board does not feel comfortable, let's talk about that too. And okay, so, all right. Anyone else have any other things they'd like to discuss on this?
Well, I just a question about process. Once we have a document that we're satisfied with and it gets sent out, and I assume the list that was provided for us is the list of people it'll be sent to?
That was from the Wisconsin Association of School District Administrators.
Okay. And I, what I recall in 1992 was then we got submissions, and at some point we interviewed a number of the, well, I forget how many, whether it was three or more, but we did interview them in the process of making our selection. Okay.
Ms. Cubson.
Just the list of the people we're going to mail to came from the Wisconsin School Board Association?
No, the Wisconsin Association of School
District Administrators.
Okay.
Yes.
I guess I just want to make sure that it does include plenty of national search firms. I mean, I noticed a few on there, but
not. We also went through Ed Week and looked for others, and there were some I knew. And
okay, because I, again, I do think having that national referral network is really going to be critical to us. So maybe even contacting some school districts nationwide that went through this recently that you know might be useful. I just don't want to miss anybody to send that out to.
As Superintendent, while we're thinking about it here, next week when we bring the document back, could we also go back to the dates and timeline that we're discussing? Just so
we'll
everyone
have that,
is
just we'll
so
have that
on the
you.
Same page.
Yeah, no, we'll have that for you.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? Okay, we'll move forward in the agenda. Other business? There is no other business. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Ms. Robarts.
Move to adjourn.
All those in favor?